Welcome, everybody. This is the inaugural Great American Jerk-Off. This is Will Cooper here. I'm in the Perdomo Cigar Studios, and I'm joined by a great cast of characters tonight for this jerky-making competition. Today is Monday, May 18th, 2020. Glad to have everyone aboard here. So, you know, these guys, they all brought this idea to me for this jerky-making competition, and I was like, yeah, it's a pretty cool idea, right? And as this kind of all started, I kind of was really getting into this for a lot of reasons. It was just something a lot of fun to do. And so I was very privileged that they asked me to host this and to judge the jerky competition. But let's introduce the cast of characters here first. First up, from Smoke Inn, the one and only Honest Abe.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome, Abe.
Welcome. Good to be here, buddy.
Yeah, good to be here. Nice background, too.
Oh, thank you very much.
Already promoting the goods there.
Listen to me. No legitimate jerky doesn't have their own label. Right? To be legitimate, you got to have the label.
Here we go.
Listen, I'm sorry. I liked how Abe's label disappeared when he put it up on the screen.
Hey, listen, man. I don't operate the Zoom there. Feel better? It didn't disappear.
Look at the horns. The horns are pretty cool. The steer horns. All right. And Abe, you are at Smoking Headquarters tonight, correct?
Yes. We are in Worldwide Headquarters in Boynton Beach, Florida. There's no one left in the building. I'm here by myself and a lot of jerky.
Oh, wow. Yes, I've been seeing. We're going to talk a lot about that. And all the way on the West Coast, from the state of California, from Cigar Dojo, from A Flavor Odyssey, Randy Griggs.
Thank you very much for having me, guys. I'm really excited to be here. I'm going to take this opportunity to say, as a challenge coin owner of Cigar Coop and a huge fan, this is my first time I've ever been a guest on any show hosted by William Cooper, and it's an absolute honor. Excited to be here.
Well, thanks, Randy. I mean, this is a collaborative partnership I look at, too, because you guys all brought this idea here. So I'm just kind of filling a role here tonight. And then from the great state of Idaho, the one and only Sean Miles.
Good evening, everybody. How's it going?
It is going good. We're glad to have you here, Sean.
Sean's like the wild card. We don't even know how he got in this competition.
Yeah, we'll get
Let's be honest.
You want me to tell you how I got in this competition?
Yeah, you invited yourself.
I did. We were in the smoking. we're in the smoking social, Abe's whereby room, which I kind of lived in for 6 weeks.
You are basically our welcome greeter to everybody.
Yeah, I'm the Walmart greeter of the smoking social. Yeah.
Nice.
Randy and Abe were firing back and forth about who had the best beef jerky, and I was like, shit, I can make beef jerky. Let me in this thing. Alcohol might have been involved.
Yes.
But here I am, head shaved and ready to rock.
Ready to go.
There you go. I want to introduce one other person, and this was a very important person to make this whole thing happen. I want to introduce Jeanette Waddle. Jeanette, thank you very much for being a part of this tonight.
Thank you for letting me be a part of it. It's an honor to be here with you guys.
Well, Jeanette really was the one who pulled everything together here. So she
in more ways than one.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but Jeanette was the cause on how this whole competition started.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. See, Jeanette reached out to me one day and asked me who this Randy Griggs guy is, because I guess he seemed to he came across a little brash and kind of like offended her a little bit. I'm like, Randy?
No, that's him.
I said, well, I know. She goes, yeah, he called me a cheat and asked me what I was doing in this room. And I said, get the hell out of here. So I don't know what time at night this was, but I PM'd him. I said, because Jeanette's been a longtime friend, you know, outside of being a smoking patron. I've known Jeanette for almost 15 years. And I just reached out to him and said, bro, what are you doing? Why are you busting on my girl? And he's like, well, no, I didn't do anything. So then he came into the whereby room that we had. And then, you know, obviously it was all fun and misunderstanding, and we cleared it up. And he's like, I'm just a nice guy. I like to drink my beer and make my jerky. I said, jerky? What kind of jerky do you make? And that's how the whole thing came about. We ended up doing a whole – we started talking jerky smack. And then we started talking about people who would judge. And then, you know, Sean just happened to be in the room and self-invited himself.
We put, hey, hold on, Abe. We definitely put Randy on blast. I mean, you did the you did the sugar-coated version.
We were playing with him, making him out to be, you know, worse than we knew it was. I mean, because I said, look, Randy, I'm sure it's been such a thing, but I came off to Randy and I was like, dude, what did you do? And we were just having fun with it. But and then when we were calling judges, I think it was 12:30 at night, I texted Coop. I'm like, are you up? Hey, we got an idea. And he came by in the room and was like, yeah, I'll do it. And now we have the first Great American Jerk Off.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because when you texted me, Abe, I get like, I'm really grateful everyone invites me into these rooms. But I'm like, oh, no, what's going on here now, right? I was like, what I just said, because I got a couple of those Juan Canso ones, you know. And, and I go in there, he's slobbering all over the place, right? But, no, I went in there, and I'm like, they presented the idea. And I said, yeah, I'm in, right? And I'm like, then afterwards, I said, well, what did I get myself into here? A Great American Jerk Off, right? But I was intrigued by the idea because I've always been intrigued with these eating competitions, like the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, Philly's Chicken Wing Butt, and I've wanted to do it. But the problem is insurance, everyone's afraid with the insurance to do it, like at some sort of event. So the idea of a preparation contest with the three personalities involved here, I said, this is intriguing. And so I was really happy to be a part of it at that point.
Well, you know, this was really put together very quick last minute, you know, but I think this is going to be a great springboard to future things to come. You and I have already talked, and Randy and John, and we kind of got a lot of ways to really take this to the next level next year. But I think this is an awesome little way to get this thing started. And you know what? It seems to be very interesting. People seem to be very interested about this jerky competition. It was really just a nothing little thing we did at the last minute. So I think we could turn this into something that's really a lot of fun annually. Now, I do have a trophy ready, right? There's a trophy ready. So when Coop announces the winner, there will be a trophy that will be made tomorrow and shipped directly to the winner. But probably won't have to ship it anywhere, to be honest. Let's be real.
Yeah, you get the trophy yourself?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
I need to correct Abe on a point. I mean,
I guess so. Yeah,
there's only 63 people in the live feed. Abe, who would want to participate in this next year? Nobody wants beef jerky.
Are you nuts? That's why you're sitting in a garage and I'm sitting in this office here. I know we can get John Carney involved. I know we can get Evan Darnell involved. I know there's tons of guys who will want to get involved in doing this, whether it's a panelist or as a contestant.
I'm gonna fly to New Hampshire and get on Team Sokka if I lose, but I'm not losing, so it is what it is.
I definitely think we get Steve Sokka. Jeff Borshowitz, Tanya made a comment today about Jeff making it with some of their own FSG cattle. They got grown. I'm telling you, dude, this is gonna grow. This is gonna grow big, man. In fact, this may be held at a barn smoker one year.
Oh,
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Big time.
I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. You know, I like to think quick. I just thought of that right now.
I like that you aim high. I like
what,
that.
What more of a perfect setting than have the Great American Jerk Off at a barn smoker?
Yeah, right. I was actually really intrigued with the whole idea of using FSG beef in jerky.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I would have a hard time using the beef from actually a cow I knew, personally. But, you know, to each their own.
What's the difference if you know the cow or not? It's like
I'm just saying. It just, you know, I would actually, to know the cow – it just might be a little bit harder for me. That's all. I mean, that's just me personally.
He'd still make the jerky, but it'd be a little harder.
I probably would. I don't know if I'd eat it, but yeah, I could still make it.
Yeah. So let me ask a question. I'm going to go around to our panel here. Abe, how did you get interested in making jerky?
I've always been a jerky connoisseur. Okay. I love jerky. Everywhere I go in the country or I see good jerky, I buy it. I've ordered some stuff online. I had a couple cousins back home that make some killer, killer jerky. And as I have four growing kids, they all seem to like jerky. And they're all of them. So it behooved me to learn how to make jerky pretty fast than to buy enough for five people in a household.
It's not cheap. Good jerky is not cheap.
Jerky's not cheap mostly because of the dehydration process, right? So if you start with a 25-pound top round, right? By the time you trim it and cut it all down, you're lucky if you got a good 12.5 to 14 pounds of meat, right? And then depending on what you put into it and how long you dehydrate it, that 12 to 14 pounds of meat may end up being 5 to 6 pounds by the time you're done. So, you know, it takes 25 meat to make 6 pounds of jerky, roughly.
Yeah. Wow. How about you, Randy? You kind of are the one I knew that was the jerky person.
Yeah, so I've spent my entire adult life, you know, searching in search of flavor. So I work in the beer industry. I have worked in the beer industry since I was 21 years old, and have studied sensory through that position, or the positions that I've held in the beer industry, and it's really led me to get into coffee cupping. So I've taken wine judge classes, and I'm a certified barbecue judge, and you know, any way I can exercise my passion for flavor is kind of my MO. And so I came across a dehydrator one day and decided, you know what, I'm going to start making beef jerky. And I told a couple friends that I was thinking about getting into it. And honestly, one of the things that really intrigued me was I had a lot of personal friends tell me, oh yeah, I've tried to make beef jerky at home. It doesn't turn out very good. Or I've had someone else. Cool. It doesn't turn out very good. And so, well, that's what I was really challenged to that. Once I found out that a lot of people felt like it was harder than could be done by the average bear, I decided that I would, that I'd take a run at it. And I've had a fairly good run. I've made some upgrades to my dehydrator game over time. And so I think I've obviously been doing this longer. I think I've been doing this about 4 or 5 years now, Abe.
Oh yeah. You got way more time than me in jerky game, but I get these little quirks. Like if I really get into something, I do a very deep dive. Like, you know, Bloody Mary is my drink. I'm not a big alcohol drinker, right? Bloody Mary is something I've always enjoyed. And when I wanted to implement Bloody Mary in the bar, I didn't let one bartender make the recipe. I mean, I've sent you a photo of what ours look like, right?
Yeah.
Because I also have some challenges because I wanted some food orientation, but we don't have a kitchen. So I had to come up with the right mix of pickled stuff that would come up. The rimming I make with 4 different ingredients. I make it at home. Even my bartenders don't know my recipe for the rimmer. And we make ours from scratch. And everybody who comes to the shop, if they're a Bloody Mary person, they say it's one of the best Bloody Marys. Same thing with our cappuccinos, right? I'm a big cappuccino guy, right? If you don't have the right froth level and it ain't done right, then you're just drinking a latte. Yeah. So, like, we have, like, really, as far as I'm concerned, the best cappuccino I have going anywhere. So when I get into something that way, I do a deep dive. And I kind of did it with jerky. Read a lot of books. I didn't buy the small dehydrator. I just went, got me a big one. Because just like anything else, like cigars. I mean, man, I think back in my first humidor I bought, I'm like, what am I thinking? You know what I mean? It was just like so small, right? So I just, when I know I get into something, I know I'm going to get there. I didn't want to work my way up. I got me a nice thing. I could put about 14 pounds of beef in there at one time, raw beef. So, and I just did a lot of reading and kind of got into an experimentation. I like to experiment.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. And I definitely can attest to Abe's cappuccinos too, by the way. They're fantastic.
Thank you.
Yep.
And his Bloody Marys, because I do the cappuccino and I do the virgin Bloody Marys, Randy.
Thank you. Oh, they have virgin Bloody Marys. You have virgin Bloody Marys.
She cheats at everything she does.
Now, Sean, you're the wild card here. I mean, so I know you, but, you know, obviously you wanted to throw your hat in this ring for this jerky making competition. What's give us a little background on your involvement with this.
So listen, I used to be a fat guy, right? I used to be a fat guy, 360 pounds. I love to eat any kind of meat I could put in my mouth. That's what I did.
Oh boy.
Sorry, Abe.
Yeah, it just didn't sound too good, but go ahead.
Whatever. So when I met my wife 20 years ago, she couldn't cook. I cooked. I made the jerky because I didn't want to pay $20, you know, a pound for store-bought beef jerky. So we had the dehydrator. We did the jerky. We experimented a little bit. We did this. We did that. And when you guys did this, I'm like, well, hell, I still got the dehydrator. I still got the recipes. I've never done mango habanero because I don't eat spicy food. So I'm at a disadvantage there. And I have a crazy story to tell about my mango habanero to everybody that's listening. You guys know already, but
you got
to
wait till after he judges it. But yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to share that story.
Yeah. I'm just an idiot.
but wait, you just reminded me of something, Sean, because I watched Coop's pregame show. Coop, can you do me a favor and say that word?
Mango habanero.
Sorry.
That was better. It sounded way worse when you said it. Habanero,
I didn't have the mic on probably with that. That's why. But habanero.
It was a pronunciation problem for sure.
Yeah, it sounded.
I'm not saying it wasn't. Yeah, you know, I'm not teaching Spangladesh like you guys are on the dojo there.
habanero.
Right. I obviously have to take a few remedial classes. You know what I thought was really funny though about this whole thing, and I love David too, guys. Right? Did you see when we announced this competition? Every one of Dave's customers start putting up that he sells beef jerky. I was like, what the heck is this about?
That was weird. But listen,
I don't know
if he makes it or he just has somebody who sells it. But if he does, we got to get him in next year.
I agree. Absolutely. That's what I was trying to find that out too. Yeah. So if anyone knows that, let me know.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if he has a piece of a company that makes beef jerky.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna get some to try it. I'm curious because a couple of guys said, no, it's really good. You got to try it. But I'm like, yeah, I didn't. Like, all of a sudden, I said, oh, are you sponsoring this? Is he sponsoring? No, he's just selling it. I'm like, oh, okay. So.
I think that a lot of the preservatives and stuff that they have to put in beef jerky that's made mass market, I think that's a lot what takes out of the flavor when you make your homemade jerky. I haven't had a mass market jerky. Now, there's good ones, but nothing that comes to level, like even Randy's jerky you always have, still way better than anything you're going to buy in store, right? So I think that's part of the process too.
Well, I'm going to wait until I'm announced the winner, and then I'll explain what I think really drives flavor for a small batch, you know, what we're doing here, where we have an opportunity to have an advantage to, like you said, you know, there's certain things for shelf stability and everything
that we can marinate longer. We're not in a rush. We're not meeting demand schedule. I mean, there's little things you could do in a micro batch that really takes the jerky to a next level.
Absolutely. I think ingredients have a ton to do with it. Again,
fresh ingredients.
Well, that's the thing. The mangoes
that I used in my mango habanero was actually a lot of guys know AJ Smokes. He works here. He's got a huge mango tree. I actually used those mangoes right off the tree.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's awesome.
We don't have fresh mangoes in Idaho for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, yeah, but to that point, Abe, you know, a big production facility. A live mango is not injured in the process of what they're doing.
In fact, most of those flavorings are in some form of a powder format anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly,
yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, but what are some other things that, you know, you mentioned ingredients. What else has to go into kind of that final product for the beef jerky product to be, like, really good? I mean, what are some other things?
Oh, man, the marinade time, right? Jack Link's isn't taking a vat of whatever they're making and marinating it for 24 hours in a controlled environment. They got a recipe. They throw that shit in a bag. They charge fucking six. Oh, sorry. Are we supposed to cuss on this show, Coop?
We're not regulated by the FCC.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, the labor of love, like, you know, I put my ingredients in a pan on the stove. I make sure they're good. They're just throwing that shit in, you know, a gallon or 10 gallons or 1,000 gallons at a time. They throw it in there for 20 minutes and they cook it and package it and send it out. I mean, this is a labor of love, right? Abe makes beef jerky. He makes beef jerky because he likes to make beef jerky.
No.
No, I make beef jerky because I got four locusts at home that eat through it like it's going out of style. So
I was going to say that.
I'd go broke if I didn't start making my own beef jerky.
Well, I would love to talk about the qualifications or qualities of beef jerky that I seek to achieve with my jerky, but I feel like maybe we should do the tasting before
Randy, we
get into that.
Do you have a beef jerky dehydrator like Abe has?
Not totally dissimilar. Ours, from what I can tell from a video chat, is ours are the same dimensions in width and height. But he's got an extra deep unit that I think mine has shorter trays.
So Abe goes deeper than you do. I get it. His jerky goes deeper. I get it.
The equipment is not a determining factor because all it's got to do is basically dehydrate. The difference in the equipment mostly is I could just make more at once than Randy.
Right.
That's correct.
That's the end of the day of what that determines.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, I believe that whatever I'm capable of producing, I could do in an oven if it actually came down to it.
Right.
An oven? You yeah. can't People make jerky in ovens. Sure. They do, but it's not good.
Well,
it takes longer. You have to actually cook it a lot longer than you would normally have to do it. And you have to do it at a lower temperature.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the commercial dehydrator I have, and I do have a stainless steel NSF approved, you know, the smallest commercial unit that you can buy, basically.
Now you guys know why I'm the underdog, because I'm using the residential version, making three slices at a time.
But yours, if you got the Nesco, which is what I started with, or what I've got now, I mean, they're convection ovens that have lower heat settings than your standard kitchen oven.
Right.
I mean,
my oven will not go to 160 degrees.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
If someone was looking to get into making jerky and buy a dehydrator, what is like a price point to buy a dehydrator? Are they very expensive? Are they?
You can get in a good entry level dehydrator probably anywhere around $100.
Oh yeah. Wow.
$130.
Yeah, the standard Nescos, I think, are $69.
Right. There's even cheaper ones. I mean, yep. A lot of the determining factor is how much you want to make. If I had a smaller, I can make one batch of jerky for my household, and it'll last us a good couple of weeks, right? If I had a really small one, I'd have to make like 6 rounds of it to make that kind of that amount of jerky. So it just depends on how much you want to make at a time.
Okay.
But, you know, these dehydrators could do fruit. They can do herbs. You could dehydrate herbs, your fresh herbs, if you got herbs in the garden. You can dehydrate.
Yeah.
You can make good snacks. I mean, there's a lot of uses to a dehydrator other than making jerky.
Fruit roll-ups.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually have the plastic trays to make the fruit roll-up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a peppers guy. You can grow jalapenos and turn them into chipotles, which is just a smoked aged jalapeno. So you can do a whole variety of different things. They're great. Apparatus to have in your kitchen if you're so inclined.
Very good. So let's, before we get into this, we have actually two categories. One is the category for the competition, which is the mango habanero entries. And then we have this, what I would say is a special entry. This is more the creative entry where everyone kind of put a wild card in there, right?
Yes, and so here's how that is. So you have your mango habanero, which I put that aside, so you have that separate.
Yep.
So for round two, when you get to the contestant, let me know what contestant it is, and then I will inform you what you're eating. So I will tell you what the flavor of that particular jerky is.
When you get okay.
To tell until after you eat.
I brought that to the table.
And then I'll tell them.
Yeah, I brought that to the table.
I liked it.
I don't eat spicy shit. So
no, I thought it was a great idea actually. Yeah. Someone entered two of the special category. So
yeah. We'll find out afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know who did.
Yeah.
But let me say I looked at all the jerky. Look, you guys all did a great job on it. This is quality stuff that was submitted here. So I'm looking forward to it. Now I got a question for you. Do you want me to give one first, second, third, or just the winner?
Oh, hell no. We need top three.
Okay. All right. So the rule is what I'm going to judge this on is I'm obviously going to judge it on flavor. I'm going to judge it on texture and then overall impressions. Is there anything else that you guys think is important that I'm missing here?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you cover it as long as texture is a key factor, because I think texture will account for both chewability and moisture content.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. Yep. And like I said, everything looked like nothing was dried out or anything. It was really sealed well. So I kind of
Coop.
Yeah,
I got a quick question. Do you know where the term jerky came from? Because if you don't, Abe can give you a great explanation.
I have no idea.
Does Randy know
the term jerky?
Yeah, why do they call it beef jerky?
Well, I'll be darned.
Oh, all right. Hit it, Abe.
Some history, Abe.
Let's go, Abe. I'm impressed. If you can really answer this with any semblance of history, I'm impressed as hell.
Well, jerking meets a style, but beef jerky in specific, there's, especially if you, a lot of guys who are really into it, a beef jerky is supposed to have a jerk factor, right? And a lot of that has to do with how you cut it against the grain, and we can talk about that later.
Yeah.
But like, and some people like this and some people don't, which is what kind of made this jerky competition a little bit unstructured, right? Because whether, you know, next year, like, we should set standards, whether we're looking for a traditional jerk or a meaty jerk or whatever. But, you know, a good jerky should have a good jerk to it. That's part of the thing, is that you got to have a good jerk to a jerky.
Yep. Yep. All right. So what I'm going to do to make this kind of really fair, let me share something here. This is not going to be overly complicated, I hope. So we're going to go here, and I bring it up random.org. And basically, we have the entries numbered 1, 2, and 3, and I'm going to generate a number first that will be the first one.
Wow.
we're keeping the level of integrity.
And Come on, two.
Three.
Three.
Which is great. It's the easiest one.
That's not random.
You don't want to give anything away here, do you?
He doesn't know what number
he is. I have no fucking clue.
You don't know what number we are. Jeanette packed it.
Exactly.
All right. So I have the scorecard. I have a scorecard here. I will put the score. I will write the score on here, seal it, and then I will go through the scores at the end, and we'll tabulate a winner.
And so as you're going through, you're going to make comments about the flavors that you're getting, the heat level you're getting, the texture that you're perceiving.
Yep.
Excellent.
So this is let me see.
We knew we could count on you, Coop.
I don't know how good I'm going to do with it, but the judge's decision is final here. So I'm just going to tell you guys that up front. But
I've already trademarked hashtag recount Coop.
But this is a beautiful looking jerky here. I mean, it's a nice really nice cut of meat here. Nice weighty here. It has a I'm getting a little bit of the mango spice here on this. Do you guys all have your number 3 entry here?
We're not eating the same order with you. So go ahead.
Okay.
So you're that's your number 3 entry?
Visually we all know what you're holding up though.
Okay. So this is number 3. Yes. Yeah, so folks can see that. All right. Here we go.
The silence is deafening.
He took two bites. If this was a barbecue competition, he went back for seconds.
That's fair. You can only expect one bite at a barbecue competition.
So the meat's a really good cut. I'm getting off that. It wasn't overly spicy in my book. So there's some spice, which is, it's a nice level of spice there. Not quite as much of the mango as I was expecting from it, but a very, very good, you know, it's very good. I like the fact that it didn't go overboard with sweetness and spice with that. So I am going to put my score here.
My wife is over on the other side of the room just giggling.
So just to be clear.
She's about 30 seconds behind the live feed. So
just to be clear, so we know what's going on here, Coop. Are we using a 100-point scale? Or
10-point scale. I have.
So you're adopting the developing palate.
Randy, you sound like somebody who's nervous.
I think we should fill out the criteria.
He thinks we need the cigar aficionado scale.
I know what's going on with Randy right now. See, Randy is the judge. He judges shit. So now for him to sit back and have to listen to somebody else judge him, he's internally deconstructing right now, doesn't know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. Coop, you're not judging it right, Coop. It's got to be a 100-point scale.
Nail, head, you got it, man. You got it.
I love you, bro.
Is that how barbecues judge, Randy? I'm not a competition barbecue guy, but is barbecue judge on a 100-point scale?
No, that's a 50-point scale, as is beer, actually.
So yeah. I'm scoring this on 5 points for flavor, 3 points for texture, and then 2 points for overall impression. No fractions.
I appreciate that you're assigning different point weightings to each element of criteria. Thank you for that.
Oh, poor Randy. Randy can sleep better now.
Oh, my God.
Seriously.
Randy needs to make sure that you're judging this right, Coop. Don't disappoint him.
Well, it's the same thing in cigars, right? Should draw give you the same weight as flavor?
All right, let's see. Let's see what the next one he eats.
And that is now.
Is there an advantage to going first in this? Is it going to wreck his palate?
Nah.
It's very good though. I mean, this was a very good jerky.
Did you try the second one yet?
No,
he's trying to open it.
I have him open, so I'm going to put a randomizer up.
Oh, just pick one of the two for the love of God. Come on, Coop. There's only three of them.
We don't care. We're good.
I got a cigar dojo. I got a cigar.
Yeah, randomizer on the screen is just pick one. Let's go.
All right, I'm picking number one.
That was random enough for me.
Yeah,
I ran the randomizer off screen.
Nailed it.
He had to do it.
Let me grab the card here. All right.
If his wife was here, we'd be in a lot better shape.
We would definitely. She refused to participate. So,
she's probably sitting in the parlor.
Yeah.
So this is a nice cut of jerky. Very nice. So I definitely get a little more of the mango off this. Folks can see that. Very nice marbling on the thing. Great texture. This looks good. Let me give it a try here.
This is the first time I've tried either of the other contestants' jerkies as well.
That's what I'm doing too. Although somebody forgot to send me some of their jerky.
Sorry.
Can we just move right past that?
This one, I'm getting a little more of the spice on it and a little more of the mango. So it's like a little more intense with that. A little tougher, this jerky, not overly tough. It's not dried out by any means.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know by definition, jerky is drying meat out.
Right. Okay. But I'm having to work more to chew this one. All right, and that one is now in the annals of history. So I'm going to go now to the final one, which is number two.
Well, you didn't give us a score, Coop.
Well,
you gave
the
score for the first one.
I didn't score it yet.
They're in the sealed envelopes.
They're in the sealed. I have not put the score up yet.
It's like Johnny Carson.
I thought you said like 5.3 for this, 4.1.
No, it's a 10-point, 5 points for flavor, 3 points for texture, and 2 points overall impression.
Didn't he say that for the first one, or did I miss that?
Dude, that's how the 10 points breaks down, for the love of God.
Oh my God, you're so pretty, Sean. You're
the
so
Idahoans.
Pretty.
Look, I got a bald head.
Right?
No,
they shave your brain off when they shave your hair.
Hey, just for a cheap prop, I got my smoke in package today.
Uh oh. Do we send you anything good? Oh, nice.
And the Chaos 3-pack from the Red Meat Lovers. And I also got the you guys aren't going to believe this shit. I don't know where it's at. Thor sent me a Fireball bottle of
I got the same package.
And a few cigars. So thank you, Thor. And okay, go. Coop, go ahead. Oh, he's cleansing his palate anyway. So
we're rooting for you, Thor. I've been talking to Jeanette behind the scenes.
This is a nice looking jerky.
Hold on. Can you hold that up again? Because I can't see it. Because it's on Jeanette. Okay.
All right. There we go. Have a look at that.
Oh, I know who that is.
I do too.
Very nice looking.
Jody, you need. I'm sorry. I'm talking to somebody in the chat. Jody, you need to get the fuck out of here with the don't group all Idahoans together. Sorry. I'm participating in the chat. I mean, you know.
You know, as am I, but it's not coming off like I'm speaking to the voices in my head on air.
Very well said.
This is very good. This is very good. I'm impressed with this one. Good balance with the. I'm getting. I would say, you know, it's in the medium bodied range for mild and habanero.
Who the hell smokes a medium bodied cigar? I mean, a medium bodied jerky.
Right. The texture is scoring really well on this one. I'm gonna have another piece.
deafening silence.
Right?
All right. And the envelopes are in. So are we going to do the special or do we want to announce the winner now?
Well, why don't we do the special? And okay. Then that way, if you find something in round two that you can do with
he can say what he likes about round two.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, round two, are we scoring round two or is this just we're just doing this one?
You could just do score. It. I mean, Randy score. Wants you to score it. So.
Oh, I was going to say, well, hold on. Score hold on.
Score it, baby.
Score it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these, just so folks know, these are the sealed entries. Like you can say they're sealed. So those are the ones. So I'll just go in the same order. I'll start with three.
Okay. So three, I'm going to have you taste it, and then I will tell you what the flavor is.
Okay.
Well, he needs to tell us what the flavor is.
Yeah.
He's an official reviewer.
There we go. Yeah. Well, I'm not certified in beef jerky, but this is a very nice texture here. Very nice presentation of. You know, I was debating. I felt jerky scoring appearance of jerky just wouldn't work. That was just why I didn't put that in there. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I can just throw in anecdotally my two cents while you try that, since all three of us kind of went a similar route, one of the things that I've always tried to do with my jerky, like you'll literally find big sheets of jerky out there. They'll rub on the sides of your mouth. I am happy to see everybody on this panel that submitted. We all went with more or less bite size pieces, you know, very approachable, you know, snackability, I think is much higher with smaller pieces of jerky than the classic old school big sheets of it, you know.
This is fantastic, this one. It's got a little bit of a smoky, maybe a little bit of a teriyaki taste to it. Not overly spicy again, but just enough spice to keep me satisfied there. Very good. Okay. Very, very good cut of jerky here.
So you know, the flavor on that one was a brown sugar molasses.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, it wasn't overly sweet. The molasses must have countered some of that brown sugar. That was really good. I would have never thought that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was excellent. That was excellent. All right. We're going to go to number one next. And I got this two entries with number one. So I guess I'm doing both of these.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do I score? I'm going to score. How do I score this? So, what I'll do is I will score the higher of the two.
There you go.
So let's go with number. We're going to go with this is entry number one A.
Okay. Taste, and then I'll tell you what you have.
Okay.
Wow, it got really quiet.
It did.
Yeah, this is one I'd put a little more mild-bodied. I'm inclined to go again with like a teriyaki on this one.
So that one particular is Mongolian beef.
Really?
Yes.
Is there anything teriyaki that goes into a Mongolian beef? What goes into Mongolian beef would be my question.
Let's go ahead and save those comments.
Questions for after.
Yeah. Okay.
All I know is Mongolian beef is my favorite Chinese.
It's very good. This was very good. We'll do the second one, and we'll take the higher of the two. Okay, and this is the second one. Just kind of went in there. Mongolian beef. Hmm. This one's definitely brown sugar. I'm getting a lot of brown sugar sweetness off this one. Much more sweetness than spice.
So that one is called Sexy Jerky.
This is very unique, this one. All right. Thank you. And we got one last one.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy Jerky. All right. All right. This is the number two. This is the special entry we have here. I'm glad I opened these ahead of time.
Hey, Jeanette, you're getting a lot of love in the chat room. A lot of people are saying hi to Princess.
Who doesn't love Jeanette?
Yeah. So this is, again, nice presentation on this one.
Love you guys too.
The waddle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you, Abe, this is a great release that you were part of here with Cigar Dojo and Robert Caldwell Cigars. I'm smoking the Far Eastern Standard.
I've been proud to be with work with Eric and the guys at Dojo and every one of the releases. I thought I've thoroughly enjoyed every release they've made.
They've had a pretty good run. No doubt about that. And of course, as Eric always will point out, you're the whole reason that Dojo started doing collabs in the first place, putting them in position with Drew Estate and John Drew to do the Dogma, the original collaboration for Dojo. So big props from everyone at Dojo, Abe,
thank you.
Creating everything.
Everybody around the country.
But I tell you what, he sure ran with it, didn't he?
Oh, man. Give that guy an inch.
This is the toughest one I've had to figure out. Again, I put it in more of a mild to medium bodied, not super spicy. It almost has a bacon-like infusion on it.
So that one is actually sriracha.
Really? And it's not that spicy.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't that spicy. I'm shocked to say that.
Sriracha on a Scoville scale is not that spicy of a spice.
Yeah. No, it's but I can see some of that sweetness off the sriracha. Even though it's spice, you get a little sweetness off that sriracha sometimes too. All right, we are now done with the tasting competition.
That's a great point, Abe. You know, a lot of people have a misconception, you know, when you talk about chilies, about what their actual heat level is. Jalapeno, for instance, you know, so many people consider that to be a hot chili. And on the grand scale of when you're talking about ghost peppers and habaneros and jalapenos actually pretty low on the Scoville scale of capsaicin content, which actually leads to the sensation of heat on the palate.
The things with the jerky too. I mean, I'm assuming you taste your marinades. Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever realize that it has to be way more hotter in a marinade to have any kind of equivalent heat after you dehydrate it?
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's a great point. For it to be a mild spice on the jerky, it has to be virtually make your
flaming.
Eyes water.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid to test the marinade, you know, because when I made my mango habanero, I used, you know, real habaneros, you know, pureed in. And man, I had to taste that. But if it's not like that, it won't translate after the dehydration process. Because I've done it to where I've tasted the level of heat in the marinade. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be just right. And then it's almost non-existent by the time you marinate it.
Absolutely.
By the time you dehydrate it, excuse me.
Right. Where it's funny because I've experimented with other ingredients that I didn't find to be all that hot in the marinade. But then once dehydrated, became ridiculously hot.
Wow. Okay.
So it's interesting. Not chilies per se, because your experience with habaneros, I totally agree. Yeah. There's other ingredients that you'd be surprised once concentrated actually come off completely differently. Yep.
All right. Is it time to announce the scores?
Yes.
Do we want to go first with the specials or do we want to go first?
Randy, I texted you my prediction.
Okay. So yeah, we'll go first with the specials and then we'll go second with the ultimate score.
Okay.
Yeah, I was reading Coop as well, Abe. I think we're in the same camp there.
Okay, so
what did you do? Lick the envelope so you can't open them?
He's gonna hold it to his head.
All right, contestant number two, the special jerky. Now my scoring was tough. This was not scored on the curve. So this one got a six.
A six. Awesome.
Yeah, six. We're not scoring on the curve here, so don't take this as a bad score. All right, Contestant number one.
Mm-hmm.
Both scored a six.
Oh, both of them scored a six.
Both of them scored a six.
Wow.
And this is why most people argue for a 100-point score, Aaron.
And contestant number three scores an eight.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There we go. So we'll reveal who the contestants is in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we'll go to the mango habanero.
Yep, main event.
This is the main event. This is for the marble. This is for all the marble. These are for the podium positions.
This is for the trophy that Abe doesn't want to allow to leave his office.
Oh, I'm shipping it. I can tell you now.
Number three. This is number three. A seven.
Okay.
Contestant number two. A six.
A six.
And contestant number one. A six.
A six.
So contestant number three was the one that scored the highest on both of these.
Okay, so you ready?
Yep.
Contestant number three is Sean Miles.
Wow! Woo! Wow! Wow!
Timeout. Yeah, it's not Sean Miles. Yeah, it's not. I can tell by the jerky.
I can tell by the visually.
It was an error made. I'm telling you, contestant number three. Listen to me.
Sean Miles. He sent his best pieces to him and sent you guys his shit.
I can tell when Coop held it up to the screen, right?
Sean only sent one piece.
I gotta take my background off so I can see.
I'm telling you right now, Sean only sent one piece.
Well, he's got more than one piece there. So
for his specialty, he had one piece, for his other one, he had two. But
is anyone else claiming this jerky besides Sean Miles?
No, that's Sean Miles, but that's not the same beef jerky that you held up for contestant three. That's contestant one.
That was a contestant one jerky, exactly. It looked like a beef stick.
It was the first one we did.
Abe, I'm glad that you and I are on the same page here.
I can tell by how the jerkies look.
It was all masked together.
Randy's jerky, yeah, he had to pull them apart. They were stuck together.
So you're saying when we did the first randomizer, I have the screen up. I kept the screens up here.
But you
number three is Sean.
This is the one we did. We did contestant three first.
Contestant number one.
It was the third judged jerky is what you held up, and they were all matted together.
Oh, but he's calling number three his first one.
Yeah.
Right.
I see what you're saying. You're right. He tasted yours last.
He tasted mine last.
Right.
Yes, listen,
all I can say is...
So I'll tell you the order he tested it in.
Ship it.
He tested Sean's first. He tested eight second, and Randy, yours was last.
Right.
Who did the two?
That was mine.
Yep, that was second. Yep.
I can't tell you about Sean's jerky because he sent us some crap shit that we couldn't eat and mold it out. We had to throw it out. Right? So I can't tell you.
I can't believe this is actually going to be end up being.
He sent his best. That's what I was trying to tell you. He
Jeanette,
sent his best stuff. To
Yeah, Jeanette, we heard you, but that doesn't defeat the purpose of us seeing what he sent.
So exactly.
So you can say what you want. Now I'm going to tell you something. Randy's jerky.
They were all very good jerkies, by the way.
Randy's jerky, when I taste it, phenomenal. Yeah. Randy, but this is where his flavor expertise comes in. Randy's jerky tastes excellent. I could have used a little more heat on the habanero. I believe my habanero, you could really taste it coming through. But see, this jerky, Randy, I got to take this background screen off. Because
Here, I'll show
up,
you.
Everything I hold
Here's
up.
Here's Randy's jerky.
We can't see that.
Wait, I'll take it off. Wait, hang on. Let me do it now. Do it now.
Here's Randy's jerky. It's like paper thin.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's Randy. So yes. For me, that's not a jerky because that's like it's like beef carpaccio, right?
Ooh,
so,
nice.
I mean, look at that. Right?
Quarter inch thick, right?
But that's my preference. Some people like a soft jerky because your jerky is extremely tender, right? Mm. So, but you see, here's the thing too. Like, here's a piece of mine. Right. So first off, I don't believe in machine cut because this is totally machine cut jerky.
It really isn't.
Dude, you can't cut it like that by hand. It's so uniform. It's impossible.
I'm telling you, I got a guy.
And I'm telling you, your guy's using a slicer. My dad's been a journeyman butcher. Listen, first off, I have to thank before I forget Justin DeSimone, sexy chef from the Red Meat Lovers Club, because he hand cuts it according to my specifications. See, if you look at mine, I have all the unnatural shapes. Right? And when you cut it, see, look at yours. Now, see, mine's meant to eat from here, right? So you're going to eat against the grain. Mm. I'm sorry, you're going to eat with the, you're going to bite against with the grain because you're going to get a jerk, which is, that's the way I like my jerky here.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I go for tender as a,
right.
as, when you go with as the grain, a key look component
you
can, of mine.
You could pull apart.
As right. age, you have to pull apart.
So, the flavor wise, totally on point, but this is not a type of jerky like I would normally like. I like a little beefier.
These were really look, and I'm not just saying this. These were really
like
good.
And
are we really ending this, or Sean is the winner?
Sean has pulled off the upset. The judge's decision is final.
I am so confident in my heart of hearts that something got screwed up with your silly randomizer, but. I know this is going to sound like sour grapes at the end, but it's fine.
Well, listen, come on. How can you be that hurt? I mean, you know, it's Coop. He's just judging it. But
honestly, we did this in a chat room at 11 o'clock at night.
The fact that Sean is so retarded that he couldn't get us samples of his jerky should automatically disqualify him as far as I'm concerned.
Fair enough.
No, absolutely not. But at least I could see here and I could taste. I've been enjoying.
So again, you can.
Hey, Randy's jerky, I could eat all day long.
Listen,
it's so tender.
Listen, you guys,
my jerky after 15 minutes, your muscles here start to hurt from the chewing. Right. You got to take a break.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So I
so hey, hold on.
Go against that.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
So
the contestant cards matched up with the jerky, guys. That's exactly how
what
we did.
What won it for me was my oddball jerky. Okay. That I mean. We were all the same on the mango habanero. Do you want me to tell them?
Tell the mango habanero story.
All right. So listen, I make my mango habanero. I got all the stuff on the stove. I'm cooking it. I get it all marinated. I put the jerky in. I vacuum seal it. I throw it in the fridge for 24 hours. Next morning, I get up. I roll my jerky around in the fridge. You know, I massage it. I do all the stuff. And I'm like, okay, I put it back in the fridge. I go over to do some dishes and move a few things out of the way. And I look, and my mangoes are still sitting on the counter. Still sitting on the counter. There's no mango in there. It's all habanero. So I get my wife up. I'm like, Heather, we got to fix this. We got to do what we got to do. I cut the bag open. I get the meat out. I'm on the counter of my kitchen, and I got gloves on because and I'm grabbing my meat, which is in about 10-inch strips, and I'm stroking my meat. I'm getting all the marinade off. I throw it all in a bag. I get the habanero, or I get the habanero. What little I have left, because, you know, it's a science to do it all. I get the habanero. I put it back in a bowl. I cut the mangoes up. I refood process it. I reseal it. And it was only in the marinade for 12 hours. I thought I was screwed. Bad.
It was good.
Well, thanks, Coop.
Yeah, but it was very close. This was a 1 point separated all three of you guys.
No, 1 point on the first one, and then on the second one, 2 points.
Yes, correct. On the first one, it was 1 point. Yes, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a sweet guy, so that molasses brown sugar jerky is just, that's what I do.
Randy, I'd like to know what you honestly thought about my jerky.
I thought that as soon as I tried yours here tonight, I thought I was in trouble, that you were going to put me to sleep here. And
Abe, that sexy jerky, Abe? That sexy jerky is good.
It's good.
Amazing.
You guys,
yeah. That was your jerky's fantastic.
You guys can get it.
Sean's jerky is virtually inedible, but your jerky is fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
I'll
just want to make sure alone. Randy's. I want to make sure that people know Randy's not being mean. Sean literally sent us unedible jerky. I had to throw it out. So he's not trying to be mean. He just didn't send us jerky we could try. So
it was. Okay, I'm just saying what he sent was, you can, it's right on the right side here.
No, Coop,
we've got you covered.
You're good. You're good, Coop.
Coop, he sent you the good stuff and sent us the not so good stuff.
Okay. The only thing I feel bad about is I can't taste what the winning jerky tastes like.
Abe, I'll send you some more.
But I literally texted when you started talking about tenderness. Oh, this is tender. This stuff. I texted Randy. I said, "Yeah, you won this."
Yeah,
because it just depends on what somebody likes in a jerky. But congratulations to Sean Miles, the wild card from Idaho.
Yeah, I got upset. There was an upset. Randy,
just so you know, it's $44.95 on the shipping of that trophy.
Pay double. I'll pay double.
Oh, yeah.
Sean, congratulations, man. Well done.
Yeah,
honestly. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yep, you all did really good. I mean, I'm not just saying it. This was quality stuff, all this. So.
As you said when this all started, Coop, you're the winner no matter what.
Yeah, yep.
And, I got a couple. I didn't even, because Jeanette was here, I didn't open the envelope. But
open that one up.
And thanks for doing it, Coop. We appreciate it, yeah, brother.
Absolutely. This has been a blast to do, and we'll keep going. Abe, I want to redeem myself, and I hope to have a seat in next year's second annual.
Oh, we're automatically
Great American Jerk Off.
You guys are founders. You guys are in it for as long as you want. As far as you know, we're concerned here.
Listen, Randy, we're automatically invited. The only difference is next year we're just gonna get some real judges.
I don't mind turning the judging over to someone else. I don't mind turning the judging over to someone else. So
no, you have to be involved, Coop.
Yeah.
Hey, Coop,
it's
got to
be a panel. That's the thing. Is it no one judge? It's got to be a minimum of three judges.
I think it would be really cool with a three-judge panel next year. I do.
Coop, give the Smoking Social a plug, so we'll all be there for the after show.
Yeah. Indeed. So
indeed.
So the Smoking Social, which is the after show room, it is. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't remember the URL at the top.
Whereby.com/smoke-in-social.
That's it.
I'm glad he knew.
Yep.
You forgot the slash. It's whereby.com/smoke-in-social.
That's it.
Randy.
Yes.
I finished your jerky, bro.
I like to say that I had some of the other stuff, but someone forgot to send it to me, so.
Yeah. Tell that story, Jeanette. Yeah.
Jeanette, you're dead to me.
I still love you.
Next time I'm walking my entry right into the Coop little entry box.
It'll be in a Pelican case, humidified, ready to go.
All right, Coop. Thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for tuning in to this. And we'll see everybody, I guess, next year. But we'll
Sean Miles of Idaho, the winner of the first annual Great American Jerk Off.
I got lots of practice.
I don't think we could have found a more fitting winner for that.
Right.
Thanks, the jerk off champion.
Yeah, thanks again to Jeanette for everything she did too. Like I said, she big help the whole way here. This wouldn't have been possible.
The princess.
The princess. Thank you. Yep.
The reason this all happened was Jeanette.
Yep. Yes, it was.
Absolutely. There we go.
Every right. good idea needs a muse. She was the muse.
Yep. There you go. That's going to wrap up the first inaugural Great American Jerk-Off. Hope everyone enjoyed themselves. And congratulations to the winner. And thank you to all the contestants and everyone who tuned in. We'll see everybody next time. Take care.
Good night.
Have a good one, guys.